Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senate Bill 664 amends the public school code to allow parents the option to have their children repeat a grade level for the 21-22 school year due to COVID-19. First, my bill would allow parents or guardians of 21-year-old special education students who are aging out of the system to be able to continue to attend for the 21-22 school year. The ARC of Pennsylvania are fully supportive of this piece of legislation, and it would be to address this critical need after these students missed out on so much of the specialized education during the COVID-19 disruptions, much of which is job training and life skills. Second, my bill would allow parents or guardians of students under the age of 18 the option to elect to have their children repeat a grade level to make up for the lost educational opportunities due to COVID-19. You know, this was an extraordinary year for all of us, Mr. President, and really the area of educating our children is probably the most important thing we do here at the state level. And so, although normally these decisions are best made by the school district with consultation of the parents, I think this year's extraordinary year needs this type of response to allow the parents to ultimately make the final decision, because in many cases, students were being taught by their parents at home, and I don't know who would have a better understanding of what the education loss would be more than the parents. Ironically, in today's Saturday Night Times, my local paper, the headline was, "Children, Teens Continue to Struggle with the Impact of Pandemic," speaking about not only virtual learning, which in many cases can be very successful, but also being then stuck at home and losing out on all that interaction with other children and other people of the community during the COVID-19 shutdowns. So, Mr. President, we worked closely with the Department of Education during the last week on this legislation. One of the changes we made was to make sure that the parents make their decision by July 15th so the school district could be prepared for the upcoming school year. Also, upon the introduction of this bill, I began hearing from families and students of schools for the deaf and blind, so we were sure to include those students as well. You know, the pandemic certainly altered the delivery of education and impacted students' ability to learn, but none more so than these children, as the Pennsylvania Charter Schools for the Deaf and Blind fully support this legislation. So, Mr. President, I ask all my colleagues for an affirmative vote.